Twins and Brewers, game two of the three-game set coming up at Target Field. Should be a lovely night for the border battle ball game. Brewers won a 3-2 last night, and a weird finish to this game, to say the very least. And the story at the Twins website looks like a game-saving play by Twins infielder Brooks Lee. Moments later, the tying and winning runs for the Brewers had scored, and Twins manager Derek Shelton had been ejected. A 3-2 Brewers win over the Twins Friday night turned in the blink of an eye on an obstruction call in the eighth inning, the pivotal moment of the go-ahead rally that propelled the Brewers to their seventh win in the past eight games. And now they're 8 over .500 at 25-17. And on that obstruction call, Royce Lewis talked about it post-game.
Tough of you. Shoot, I'm looking behind me. But, you know, first of all, great play. Great pitch by Andrew. Great play by Brooks. Heads-up IQ. He ran it perfect. You know, you're supposed to check the runner, go one. If he's not going, and if you have a play, go ahead and throw it and try to make something happen. And we did a great job, man. We ran a great play. And so it happened so fast. It was one of those that's like, you know, clearly I didn't have intent to block the bag. I didn't even know where I was. I was just looking to catch the ball from Brooks and make a play. And it was an unfortunate call.
Wow. Very unusual. We'll get into that with Bobby Nightingale, who covers the team for the Star Tribune, momentarily. And then in that ball game last night, pretty good performance for the Twins, 3-2. Hard to really complain about the ball game last night and what the Twins were able to get out of their starter in the Friday night tilt at Target Field. And, you know, you look at the numbers from Joe Ryan, six hits, or I should say six innings, four hits, one run. It was earned, a walk, seven strikeouts in the game last night. And post-game, Joe Ryan talked about striking out seven Brewers.
Never strikes out, and you'll strike him out on six pitches twice, and you're like, all right, this is kind of confusing, and then they'll put the ball in play really early. So obviously aggressive team, obviously a really good lineup. I just attack. I don't really kind of look at that stuff too much, to be honest. I mean, you never know what's going to happen. The team that strikes out the most will strike out three times in a game, and that's always a confusing one too. So probably left a couple Ks on the table tonight, but it's part of the game.
All right, there he is. Joe Ryan pitched well. Twins tough luck losers last night. Bobby Nightingale joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Bobby covers the Twins for the Star Tribune online at startribune.com. We talked about that play. Royce Lewis and the obstruction. It just goes to show you never know what you're going to see when you show up at the ballpark.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Just one of those weird ones where it felt like Twins made a huge defensive play, that could have saved the game, and you know, the umpires were on it pretty right away. I mean, Jordan Baker, the third base umpire, raised his hands and was like, as soon as right after he made the out call, he was kind of like, oh, maybe I should check this for obstruction. So they were on top of it. Kind of a weird rule where, you know, Churio, I think, got tagged out before he even slid into Royce's foot. But terrible break for the Twins. And even Pat Murphy, the Brewers manager, said, hey, if that would happen to us and it was on the other side, I'd be just as upset. So one of those, you wish it was reviewable. You wish the rules were written a little bit differently, but you know, tough break for the Twins.
Yeah, and as we heard from Royce Lewis, we played that cut from post game. You know, he didn't even really know where he was as far as the bag or obstruction. Totally unintentional.
Yeah, and it's a new emphasis from MLB. So they started telling umpires to enforce it a little bit more in 2024, primarily for guys trying to steal second base, you know, just because of the how many teams will review a close play, a steal attempt at second base, and like the second baseman or the shortstop will put his foot there and try to win it on replay. So that was kind of the big reason MLB has this huge emphasis for it. But, yeah, I mean, tough break for Royce in terms of, you know, he's reacting in such a quick bang-bang play and looking to get an awkward throw from Brooks Lee. I mean, it's a different angle than he's used to and should have been an out. I mean, he made the right play, just foot was in the wrong spot.
Bobby, we also mentioned Joe Ryan pitched very well. Seemed to be thrilled with his performance. 7 strikeouts, 1 walk. I mean, that's an impressive line against a good Brewers team that's playing well.
Yeah, I mean, he faced a tough lineup and performed well, as you said. And also, I think it's important to remember, I mean, it's only 2 starts ago when he came out with elbow soreness and, you know, Twins were concerned. I mean, is there any potential they were going to lose Joe Ryan for a long stretch? And, you know, there's always concern when you hear elbow soreness after 9 pitches and what that entails. But his last 2 starts have been fantastic. His velocity was up yesterday, overpowered guys with his fastball. He said he felt more like himself the last 2 starts than he did at any other point beforehand, which so kind of a blessing in disguise after the injury scare that his mechanics have gotten back into a groove and he's able to find himself and velocity's up and striking out more guys than he has before.
Yeah, and that was an oh-no moment, considering what had happened to Pablo Lopez. You know, we talked over and over, you know, the strength of this team this year was going to be the starting pitching, and to lose Pablo and then to get that Joe Ryan scare, wow.
Yeah, I mean, the pitching's been held up its end of the bargain. I mean, you look at Taj Bradley, who is close to coming back, the start he's had. Mick Abel was really good before he went on the injured list. So, yes, Twins have been happy with their starting rotation. It's just you can't afford – I don't think any team could afford to lose their top 2 guys. I mean, if you lose Pablo in spring training, that's one thing. But if you lost Joe Ryan for a long stretch, I mean, you know, that would have been such a damper on the season and – I don't think there's many teams that can lose their top 2 pitchers and still have success afterwards.
Connor Prelip goes tonight, and I would think overall a very pleasant surprise. He's done a nice job. You got to give the kid credit.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting. I mean, he barely threw before last season. I mean, he dealt with two elbow surgeries and went in college and one when he joined the Twins organization, got drafted. So, I mean, he's only thrown since high school like 150 innings. And so I think it's pretty special when you think about like a kid who's pitching in a Wisconsin high school baseball game and having success there. 150 innings later, he's pitching in the big leagues and still having success. So, you know, Twins have pushed his start back this week. They're trying to be cautious with him. They know he's going to have more pitching restrictions, innings limits than any other guy just because of his injury history. But the Twins have thrilled. I mean, this is a guy that they drafted him based solely on potential. Didn't really have a chance to pitch a ton at Alabama in college, and then dealt with an injury, and it was like, okay, is he ever going to get back to that potential, what he could have been? And, you know, fortunately he has. I mean, his slider's a great pitch. His velocity's up, and you can tell he's kind of learning on the fly. I mean, he's still learning how to read swings and attack hitters. And that'll come with experience. But, you know, on pure raw talent, he's fit right in.
And if memory serves, in a start against Cleveland, I think that's the game, gave up 4 early. They weren't all earned, and then he hung in there and got deeper into the ball game. And, you know, credit to him for a young guy to get through that, and really for Derek Shelton and company leaving him in there and work through it.
Yeah, and I think that was the Cleveland game, and good credit for him. I mean, it's a young pitcher. You see that so many times where a young pitcher gives up a few runs early in the spirals, and they're out of the game after 2 innings and a third, and 9 runs later, and team has no chance to win. And you know, give credit to Connor Prelip for keeping the team a chance to win that day. And you know, Derek Shelton. I mean, the bullpen is what it is. Obviously it struggled this year, so I think that allowed starters to have a little bit more of a leash, and it's like, okay, if we have a starter on a roll, I mean, that's as good as any reliever that's going to come in out of the bullpen. So, I think that's Shelton and Prelip's credit that, you know, when you recognize the starters on a roll, just keep them in there.
You know, Bobby, one starter I wanted to get your thoughts on is Simeon Woods Richardson and his year to this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's been disappointing. I mean, last year he finished so well, like September was as good as he's ever looked, I think. And There's a lot of optimism coming to the year, like, okay, can he build off what he did last September where he had five great starts and had like a 2 ERA and struck out a ton of guys. And the stuff is just kind of flattened a little bit. His splitter's not – that was a great pitch last year. It hasn't been a good pitch this year. So, you know, it's one of those – he's kind of at a breaking point. I mean, Taj Bradley's going to make a rehab assignment here tomorrow in St. Paul, and, you know, that's going to add another starter back into the rotation. And it's one of those – if Simeon Woods Richardson makes a start Monday, which I think he will, it's kind of pitching for his job right now. I mean, I think that's kind of the pressure that's on him. Now he could get moved to the bullpen and stay in the organization that way, but he's out of minor league options, so he can't go to St. Paul without passing through waivers first. So it is a little complicated in terms of that, but when you have a 7-plus ERA through 9 starts, and you know, most guys that have ERAs that high, they either are back in the minor leagues or they got released. So he's kind of in that danger zone where he has to perform in his next outing.
But he seems to be, and I brought this up sitting in for Henry Lake on a couple of postgame shows, where Simeon Woods Richardson, though, has good stuff and might be one of those tailor-made candidates to go to the bullpen and say, give us your best stuff for an inning or two, and, you know, you don't have to worry about pitching, you know, 5-6 innings or deeper into a ball game.
Yeah, and I could see that. I mean, there's a lot of pitching needy teams, so even like how much he struggled this year, if he was placed on waivers, I'm pretty confident a team would take a chance on him.
Just,
he's young. He's still, I think, 25 and had success in the past, so I don't think it's like the Twins want to give up on him. But I agree. I mean, I think the bullpen would make sense, if, especially if it's another bad outing. I mean, it's you got to try something different. I think the Twins have one win in his 9 starts, so if it's not working, you got to do something to fix it. And, you know, why not test it out in the bullpen where, you know, the bullpen's trying to find its footing too. I mean, it's not like it's hard to find a spot for him there. So I think that's a possibility.
Bobby Nightingale of the Star Tribune joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Byron Buxton, I took a peek at the lineup card for tonight. Not in the lineup, but is he close?
Yeah, getting there. He did some pregame activities, like ran around, did some fielding, and he didn't do that the last couple of days. So that's at least a positive step that he's doing baseball activities again. I don't know if he'll be in there tomorrow with a day game. That might be pushing him, but maybe we see him the next series against Houston. I think that's a possibility. I mean, the Twins are going to give, especially with the start he's had. I mean, he's got 15 homers. They're going to give him as much time as possible to make sure he can avoid the injured list. And if that means waiting till Monday, so be it. But a good sign that he's doing baseball activities, and he was in good spirits afterwards, just saying, you know, I feel a lot better than I did the past couple days.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing with Byron, I think Twins fans hear of an injury or he's shut down or not in the lineup. It's like, uh-oh, here we go. But last year, you know, very resilient, and if he's able to avoid the injured list and get back in the lineup on this homestand, that's very good news, and that's change over what we've seen in previous years with Byron Buxton.
Yeah, and you know, he's dealing with a hip thing, and he's put him on the injured list in the past, and I think that probably helped. I mean, I think he kind of recognized, okay, this is I should speak up a little bit about this just so it doesn't turn into a bigger injury. He felt some tightness, and instead of waiting until it turned into a strain or something serious, I'm able to speak up a little bit sooner. And okay, if I have to miss 3 or 4 games in May, so be it. But at least it's not missing a month and landing him on the injured list just because he tried to tough it out and re-injured it doing something else. So I think he's trying to play it smart, and you know, that's something where he's had experience, he's had his injury history, and learned from it, and you know, kind of able to take advantage now when being a little bit smarter about an injury.
All right, Bobby, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks, Steve.
All right, there he is, Bobby Nightingale, covers the Twins for the Star Tribune, online at startribune.com. It is 5:21. We'll come back, take a look around the big leagues, and a sneak peek at the lineup tonight. No Byron Buxton in the lineup. Should be a lovely Saturday night for a ball game. Border battle, Twins and Brewers should be a nice crowd at Target Field here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.